Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Welcome to a special Postman P mailbag episode of Podcast P, a Wave Sports and Entertainment original presented to you by Prize Picks. I got my guys with me, Dallas Rutherford and Jackie Long.
And dude,
what up, fellas?
All right, fellas. So the first question of Postman P is from Clips Fever, and he asked, how easy would it be for Jackie or a regular person to understand an NBA scouting report?
Understand is one thing. To follow it is another thing.
Get to the point.
I would say the language on there is not that far off. Like, we don't say, like, we don't have special words. But, like, could you understand, like, all right, Dal is shooting 60% when he goes right, 35% going left. In game, are you looking to see which hand he has it in, which side you want to force him to? Like, are you picking that up in game?
I pick that up. Okay. Remember, I pick up your play when you do your, I don't know the name of it, but what's that play you do?
It's just the down screen.
The down screen, the V-shake.
I pick up.
Okay, what if someone says, like, hey, hedge hard?
What'd you say?
Hedge hard.
Hedge hard? Mm-hmm. He going to cut.
No.
See,
so what if
we're gonna ice
Dal on the size, weak him in the middle of the floor, big step up, low man pulling early, top guy X rotate.
I'm gonna say timeout, coach. I'm gonna say timeout, coach. Say that different.
Okay.
You said we gonna ice him. That means we gonna cool. He cold, right?
No.
We gonna cool him down. Meaning,
so
like,
ice meaning anything, any pick and roll on the side. To the sideline, we're going to keep him on the side.
Okay.
So we're not going to allow him to go middle.
Okay.
So if a screen is coming, we're going to keep him going towards the sidelines.
Okay.
If we weaken you or if we weaken it, we're sending it to your left hand. Strong, if we strong in someone, we're going to send them to their right hand. If we weaken them, we're going to send them to their left hand.
Okay.
If we're in a deep drop, Zoo's way back. If we're in a high drop, Zoo's up high. Low man means it's a tandem.
Put a bunch of question marks above Jackie's head. Okay. Bro, just stop.
What do you do with somebody who good at both?
Percentages. So they're going to know.
Some percentages.
Does he score better going left or right? Like, they know everything, bro.
Okay.
But I think to answer the question, I think it would be difficult. I mean,
It would be a little difficult. It'll be a little difficult. Especially if you first time looking at it, you can be like, what?
Yeah, I wouldn't know, but I got a friend like you to teach me. So it's all good, you know. Anyways, question number two goes from our boy Chuck2020. He said there's a lot of jokes online about how some players perform better with certain stars or people on the sideline. Have you seen celebrities sitting courtside actually impact how some guys play?
I think there's some truth to that. I mean, I think it's more so from a craft and appreciation of, like, that person being in attendance.
Right.
Like, if it's a big time actor there and you appreciate their craft and they coming to see you play, you want them to appreciate your craft the same way. So, like, of course, you want to play well. You want to perform well. It adds to, you know, you're already coming into the game. Like, I want to kill tonight. I want to play well. You know, that's already your mindset. But then now it's a added, like, all right, this person's here. I really want to perform well and play up. Like, because I want this person to be like, oh, it was very entertaining going to a Paul George game. I want to come back to another one.
So I want to ask this question. Have you done that for anybody?
I'm married now. Okay, I'm married now.
It could have been a guy.
Well, I'll tell you what, my dad's not coming to any more games. I'll tell you that much.
That was one of the worst games your dad went to. No, I mean.
Like Martin Lawrence was at your game the other night.
Martin was there. I mean, one of my first games was, and I played well, ASAP Rocky was in the building, right? So obviously me and ASAP, similar in age. And we was in New York. I put up like 35 or 40 points, but I dominating in New York, like killing them. And after the game, we dapped it up, show love. But like, you know, ASAP Rocky was popping back then. Like, you know, and for me, you know, I listened to his music. I was a fan of his music. And, you know, it was appreciation of like, all right, he came to watch me. Like, I've been a fan of his. He was a fan of mine. He's coming to the game. Like, let's hoop. No better place to hoop than New York.
You would show out Dallas. If you had somebody, would you show up?
Oh, for sure.
I'm showing up.
Like if Drake was courtside?
Man, I'm going crazy. What?
Fellas.
Easy work. Yeah.
I would love to
if Drake
that.
Came to a church league game, it'd be scary. It would be scary out there.
A church league game? Okay.
Look, the NFL season is in full swing, and Prize Picks has got you guys covered when it comes to making some money.
Hold on, Dev. I got 59 seconds left. I was putting my projection in. Okay. Look, man, that's right. With the season here, Prize Picks is helping me cash in, baby. Prize Picks is a daily fantasy app, and with the NFL season underway, you can select two or more players, pick more or less on their projected stats, and turn $25 into $250, baby. Prize Picks is really simple to play. I can make my picks and submit my entry in less than 60 seconds, baby.
It's also that time of the year where many sports are happening at the same time. And of course, Prize Picks allows you to pick combo projections across football and basketball with specials so you can support all your teams while still cashing in.
I know for me, but I don't know about you, baby. I've been cashing in, but you look like you've been, I don't know, you might be catching a little
win.
Been
cashing in a little bit.
Looking like you got a little swag over there. But anyways, y'all, be sure to visit prizepicks.com/podcastp and use code podcastp for a first deposit match up to $100. And y'all already know what time it is.
Cha-ching!
Now back to the show.
Okay, the next question comes from Long Live Nip Hustle, and he asks, how many shoes do you wear during one season? Are you a one-shoe-a-game kind of guy?
Good question.
Shout out that name, Long Live Nip Hustle.
I like that.
Salute. At this point in my career, I'll play in a older pair. Just because it is tougher now to, like, break shoes in. But my first couple years in the league, I had to play in a fresh pair every game. Like, it didn't matter. At practice, I can wear the same shoes over and over again because, you know, it's you running all day in those shits. In a game, I literally had to, like, I would shoot around in a old pair. You know, when you go out and you do your little pre-shooting, you come back in.
Put a fresh pair on.
And I'm literally opening up a box, taking out the little stuffing, popping on a fresh pair of shoes just for the game. So those shoes never touch the court up until the tip-off.
How does Reggie do it? Because he wears two different shoes. Do you know if he, like, swaps? Like, then you would need two extra pairs of shoes. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, if Reg wanted to switch his shoes out of that.
Well, I mean, at that point, I think Reg wears the same for a couple games.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's simple. He wears the right in one shoe and then the left in the other, and then he swaps them out.
I guess, that makes sense. Yeah, the colors might be different, but no, okay. There
keeps
we go.
A pair of new shoes. His feet fucked up. You know that. I seen him in Italy. Shit. They was calling me Jack Italy. He was dead Italy. His feet was dead. Sorry, Reggie, but your shit dead. Well, you know who do wear your shoes still? Pete Beverly. Patrick Beverly wear them every game.
Yeah, PB do be wearing my shoes.
You said Pete Beverly at first? Did you say Pete?
I said P. Beverly.
Okay.
Get it right. Rewind the tape. They good at that shit.
Good question, though. PJ Tucker, have you had any good experiences with him so far? Just with, you know, his, you know.
Dog, he got shoes. It's crazy. In my locker room, we share, like, we're locker room bros, right? Okay. Like, we share the same, like, space. Like, where my locker's here, his locker's right here. And then we have an empty locker in between us. And for the longest, that locker was always stacked with my shoes. Bro, they cleaned out all my shoes just to make room for all his shoes. Like, he got shoes. And he don't even wear them. Like,
what size he wear?
What?
Size he wear? I'm trying to ask.
Oh, I thought you said what size he with.
Man, where y'all mind? Y'all mind need to go somewhere,
it wasn't even that. It was just the question just sounded fucked up.
I was just saying, what size he wear?
He 14.
14, okay.
Yeah.
Jackie, no.
I'm trying to see if you can do a donation.
No, he got shoes, bro. It's crazy. And like I said, he don't even wear them. Like, he just have them on deck just cause. But like, he'll have a specific wear that he, or a shoe that he want to wear, and he'll wear that one. But then he'll have like fucking 10 other shoes just on standby.
Is it a shoe that you seen that he was like, that you like, man, I am not wearing this shoe, like, and he wore it?
Nah, it's just like from a, like, damn, these do not look comfortable. Like, how the hell you wear these? Like, he got shoes that was just like, I would never wear these because it just doesn't look comfortable.
We'll have to get an update because I'm sure throughout the season you're gonna see some more heat that he brings out. Like, bro,
I saw the red Grinch. The red Grinch Kobe's.
Those new ones I see you got on
my page. He had those.
San Antonio, he wore something that was nice. When y'all played Wimbledon, when we was out there,
yeah,
he wore some
nice. I remember
nice
you was
shoes.
Asking, what are those?
I forget what they were. They was nice. They going to put it up there.
Yeah, he got heat.
Yeah. But next question comes from Team Birdie. They asked, the NBA Cup was a success. Pitch the next innovation the league can give a shot. Mine is a one-on-one tournament during All-Star weekend.
I love that one. I love that one. That's must see TV right there.
Two dribbles, or unlimited dribbles. It's gotta be limited though, because what if you get? It's gotta be. Can't have unlimited dribbles. Just have people backing down in the post. It's weak. Not entertaining.
Two, three
dribbles. It's gotta be two dribbles.
But then it could be nasty because some people don't have a two dribble game.
Well, just like some people can't dunk. You're not gonna throw, you know, Peyton Pritchard out there for the dunk contest. You got to put some. I think two dribbles, king of the court. That would be sweet.
Three dribbles. I say three dribbles. Top of the key. Three dribbles.
Yep. Three for sure. Not two.
I think you can see more out of three dribbles.
I say three dribbles.
I think, and back to the end season that they implemented, from a fan's perspective, it was fun to watch.
Yeah.
It was the first time where I was watching a game and I was like, it made sense to me. You know what I mean? Just the energy and
to see all the stars playing a lot.
They were playing hard.
What if it was like old back in the day traditions? Like, think Troy, right? Like, you send out your best warrior to go fight their best warrior. And like, winner,
somebody ain't gonna make it back.
But that's what I'm saying though. Like, what if the NBA like that's what overtime situation was like, going to overtime. All right, we sending out our best player to go win the fucking game on a one on one. Y'all send out y'all best player on a one on one. Let's see who fucking wins.
Didn't they mad as hell if that player lose for us by himself? My motherfucker.
Damn, coach, you should have picked me.
I'd be mad as hell.
So who's if there was a one on one tournament, who's winning? Three dribbles.
Who's in it?
We'll go. Oof. Okay. Now you're putting some pressure on me.
And then what? Is it eight?
I'm just gonna throw out some names. We'll put you in there. We'll put Steph in there. We'll put Book in there. We'll put KD in there. And we'll put in.
Put Weon because he's tall.
No. No one wants to watch that guy dribble.
They actually do.
Okay.
He might win it.
He's a height problem.
If Wimby was in
I'm just thinking of the guys that are, you know, known. Like, all right, like.
You got to put Kai in there.
I'm going to Kyrie and Luka.
Whew. That's hard.
Winner goes on.
I think that's going to come down to peer matchups. But, like, I mean, shit, I think I could score with the best of them. Like. So I'm gonna say me, like,
talk your shit then.
I think I can score with the best of them, and I can play defense. Like, so I think I have a chance to win it. Like, it'll come down to like who's missing or who can make shots.
I'm not doubting you, bro. Jeez, relax.
Don't put me in it.
He said the right.
I think I'm gonna win.
Okay, fair enough.
What's something innovative that we could think of?
Let me put on my thinking cap. Innovation.
Had the biggest fan. play for y'all.
Play to have the biggest fan?
Had the biggest
you
fan.
You had sports, for, the yeah. like Clipper Darryl playing
Clipper
against.
Clipper Darryl for y'all or something. Like, I don't know what else. They
the
just,
super fan plays. Like,
the super fan play for y'all and they win or something.
I think the next question would be fun. Read your next question.
Wade Clappers asked, if Dallas versus Jackie were to play 2v2 with any NBA player on their team, who's winning? And you can't pick me.
Okay. If I can't pick you, I want someone that can get a bucket, tall, can play defense, 2-on-2. You know, we really don't have to worry about help side yeah. or anything like that. I'm picking Kevin Durant all day long.
Wow. Picking KD? Okay.
Dude, just taking all my stuff. Wow.
Who are you picking?
Who I'm picking?
See, Bunky would probably pick like Wembanyama or some yeah. shit.
You said you picking Kevin Durant, right?
Yep. And then Jackie's guarding me, and then
yeah.
Yeah. It don't matter.
It's somebody that I want to pick, but his jump shot, who am I going to pick? You know what? Just because I like him, and he's a young P, I'm going to go with Jason Tatum.
JT?
That's not a bad pick.
That's not a bad pick at all.
Just because I know he's going to give me some defense, he's going to guard KD for me. And, you know, that's going to be good. And he's little Pete. That's closest thing I can get to you, Pete.
Okay.
So I'm going to go Jason Tatum.
And y'all two matched up against each other?
They wouldn't easy. Even get the ball back.
I can't
they
wait.
Even get
I,
the
can't,
ball back.
I can't wait till y'all see some highlights of mine. And I'm going to play in Dallas Little Sorry Church League soon. And y'all going to see what I do.
How many shots are you taking out of that? Or are you just force feeding JT?
I'm just going to pass. Because you know why? I don't want to show. I want to see my boy Jason Tatum really go against KD.
Jackie actually just got invited to a kind of like a celebrity 5-on-5 game. And I might go just to watch and get some clips for the fans.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be doing it. It's going to be Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. I might because I'm trying to get this sciatica worked up.
Okay.
I'm trying to like not act like I got sciatica.
Okay.
I'm tired of being sciatica.
So you're coming out of retirement?
Yeah, so I'm trying to like, I got to get back to playing basketball and being, feeling young. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So yeah, but we'll whoop your ass, Dallas. Me and Jason Tatum.
Not a chance.
For sure. For real. Jason Tatum, just know if we ever see each other
again. I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Yeah, shout out to your mama too. She did good with you, boy. So what I'm saying is, let's team up. Let's beat these fools if this ever happened. You know, man, I can do it on PlayStation 5 too. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Yo, it's getting close to the end of the year and things around this time can become a lot. Has the end of the season blues ever prevented you from being able to enjoy your life or performing your best on the court?
Yeah, for me, I try to take naps and get the necessary rest I need. Especially on game days. I try to go to bed early.
What about you, Dallas?
Yeah, end of the year can be a little stressful, a lot of holiday shopping. So just making sure that you sleep well, go outside and get some sun and, you know, ease that anxiety a little bit.
One great way to make those racing thoughts go away is to talk them through. Therapy gives you a place to do that so you can get out of the negative thought cycles and find some mental and emotional peace so you can dominate on and off the court.
Therapy is all about deepening your self-awareness and understanding because sometimes we don't know what we want or why we react the way we do until we talk things through.
It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and setting boundaries. It helps you become the best version of yourself.
Was it hard for you to find a therapist, Dallas?
It took a little time, but I just asked a few friends that had some referrals and was able to find somebody.
What about you, P? Any suggestion to help people find a therapist?
If you're considering starting therapy, try BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Discover your potential with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/podcastP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/podcastP.
All right, y'all. Let's get a little trivia going on. So what do you call a person that speaks three languages?
Trilingual.
Okay. So what do you call somebody that speaks two languages?
Bilingual.
Okay. What do you call somebody who speaks one?
American.
Yep. Only 22% of Americans speak a language other than English at home. Start learning a new language this winter and be the exception, not the rule. Because with Babbel, you start speaking a new language in just 3 weeks.
Babbel is designed by real people for real conversations. All of Babbel tips and tools for learning a new language are approachable, accessible, rooted in real life situations, and delivered with conversations based on teaching.
With Babbel, you can learn everything you need to have real world conversations, from vocabulary words to culture. And all it takes is 10 minutes a day. Make no mistake, Babbel's not just a game to occupy your time and make you feel like you're learning a language. And it's not overly academic and rigid. It's not always easy, but it's simple.
Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners to get you started right now. Get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners now. You got to keep listening. Look, look, look. Y'all hear something? Only thing I hear is go to @babbel.com/podcastp.
Once again, get 55% off at babbel.com/podcastp. Spelled BABBEL.com/podcastp. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The next question comes from Adib Matin. He asks, what's the first thing you look for when you're reading a defender?
Like I said, like first thing I'm looking for is, it's not even necessarily the person that's guarding me. I'm looking behind him. So I'm looking to see what the center's doing. I'm looking to see whatever the low man is doing. I'm seeing if there's help from the corners, if there's seams or gaps that I can punch through. Pick and roll situations, I'm seeing, is the center going to come up? Is the center going to stay back in the paint? Are they going to blitz me on post-ups? Are they going to double? Are they going to tilt, which means have the five man just waiting at the strong side block? Are they just going to shrink? It's a lot of reads that go on within a game to try to get a feel and rhythm. But, yeah, normally it's like I'm not really reading the guy that's guarding me. Like, I know if I can shift them one way, then I can counter the other way or vice versa. Or some guys are good guarding multiple directions. They aren't good guarding one direction. You know what I mean? Some guys are good guarding that one direction and aren't good guarding second, third moves. So it's always firsthand knowing the defender of who's guarding you. But it's a lot of reads that go on within the game. And I might do a pick and roll early in the game just to get a feel for like how they're gonna guard me tonight, or what's the call on my pick and rolls tonight, or might try to catch an early post up just to see like, oh, okay, they're not doubling tonight, like we could play one on one here. And so that's kind of just what I'm reading when a game is going through.
Does that same logic apply when a guy like Drew Holiday is guarding you, or is it a little different?
It's for sure different. It's for sure different because him is like he's not really going for much of the bullshit. I feel like him, you got to play a professional game. Like a lot of like games, like, all right, I can allow my creativity to kind of just take over. Yeah. Him, like, he's not going for that little shift here. Like I might do that and he'll poke at the ball. Like, oh shit, bro. What? How you get to that? Like, he just like, you got to be professional around him. Like, like so yeah, he's a different approach. Like guys like them that I know are like, you know, those games, like, all right, I might not handle that much. Like, it might just be pin downs, like, floppy action, post-ups. Like, it's not going to be a high pick-and-roll game because I know he's going to climb into the ball. Now I'm playing at his advantage. He can get up into me and try to poke at the ball and be aggressive defensively. So I'm going to play towards my advantage of using my height, getting space, coming off to shoot. So that my approach might be different based off the defender as well.
Love it, love it. All right, the next question comes from Detroit Buffs, SP. You're one of the most well-rounded players in today's league, but if you could add one particular move or skill to your bag from another player, past or present, what would it be? Love that question.
That is a great question. Detroit Buffs?
Detroit Buffs.
Detroit Buffs. I think if I had, like, Giannis's takeoff, that would help so much. Like, his ability to take off, like, because – my takeoff, I got to be, like, kind of close to the rim. Like, I'm not a guy that can, like, stretch out and, like, jump from far and get to the rim. Like, I kind of got to be close to the rim to finish well above the rim. So I feel like that would have added so much to my game, the ability to just take off and get up quick and, you know, dunk from far. Like, that shit would add so much value to my game. Because I can get to spots, but, like, people can catch me because – they know, like, all right, he's not jumping from here. Like, we can meet him at the rim. But if I could hit my shit and then get to that point further out, oh, I'm I probably would have so many bodies right now.
Yeah. Russ kind of has that same. Russ kind of has that same takeoff ability. Russ has that, but yeah. Like the guys that can get a rebound underneath the basket and go full speed and then be able to use whatever energy they have left to even take it a notch up. John Morant. I never can understand. Like,
yeah.
I'm tired by the time. Like, you, I'm sure you are too. It's like you just ran the whole court at 100 miles per hour to be able to explode after running the whole entire court. That's tough.
I don't have that. I don't have that, especially at this point in my career. That's why you'll rarely see me dunk off 1 foot because I don't have that kind of lift 1 foot no more. Like, I can't get off and take off one leg anymore. Like, so everything is like 2 feet.
Yeah, that goofy jump. Like,
where you jump and your shit just give out. And now you like finger roll at the last second.
Oh, that is funny.
That shit is the most embarrassing. Like, you just got a wide open lane. You about to punch it. And
just got to play it cool. Like.
How many dunks you got this season?
Damn, what a question.
How many dunks you got?
58. No, I'm just playing.
I'm trying to think. You ain't got, because what was that? We went to the game where you did. What was that game? You did that reverse or whatever.
Last year,
the back
door.
That was this year.
I did the reverse.
What game was that?
That was last year. You talking about the back 360? Door cut, and he did the 360.
Damn, it's been so many games I don't went to. I'm getting confused. I guess it was last season.
Welcome to 42.
Yeah,
that's the one you're talking about, right? The 360.
Yeah. But I thought that was this year. I thought that was
three
this
seasons
season
ago, some, bro.
You know, we're doing the podcast now, so I don't, you know, everything
technically
is fresh.
That was this year.
That wasn't this season.
That was last season.
But y'all understand what I'm saying?
Yo, do you guys have a ton of subscriptions that might be draining your wallet?
Man, I think I got too many. As a matter of fact, I just threw my phone down because it was tripping with all the apps I had on here. Fitness program. I ain't been to the gym in about a week. It ain't even work. It was stopping on me and stuff. I can't afford all this. Man, I got to clean this up.
Jackie, you want to hear something crazy?
What?
Did you know that over 80% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Think about all the subscriptions you have that were never canceled.
I got 10 of them right now.
That's why I'm a huge fan of Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place.
With Rocket Money, you can easily cancel the ones you don't want with just a press of a button. No more long hold times or annoying emails with customer service. Rocket Money does all the work for you.
Don't be like me, y'all. Wasting your money on things that's all in your phone, taking up space and all that. Just do this. Cancel your unwanted subscription and manage your money the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/podcastP. The Rocket Money way, baby. Come on, rocketmoney.com/podcastP. Quit playing.
This holiday season, you might be looking for nutritious, convenient meals to keep you energized on jam-packed days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal delivery service, can help you fill up fast for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. With chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door, you'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle while tackling all the things you have to do during the holidays.
Enjoy fresh and delicious, not delicious meals, delicious, because they to die for. Meals that cater to you specific preference, delivered right to your doorstep. I ain't even playing, even if it's raining. Choose from over 35 weekly options and be ready to eat in just 2 minutes. You'll be all up in it.
Factor is a great solution for those who want to eat well during the busy holiday season without having to cook or do grocery shopping. With Factor, you can skip all the extra work of chopping, prepping, and cleaning up while still getting delicious and nutritious meals.
Head to factormeals.com/podcastp50 and use code podcastp50 to get 50% off. That's code podcastp50 at factormeals.com/podcastp50 to get 50% off.
The next question is from Elton Brand Muse. He asks, if you had to choose a historic team that you wish you could have played with, who would that historic team be, P?
Another great question.
That is another great question. Put me on that Kobe Shaq team.
Come on.
I got to play with Obi.
Exactly.
2000, 2001, 2002. Put me out there.
Okay.
Jackie, who are you picking?
Same.
Same team?
Same, of course.
What team do you think I would want to play for?
You're gonna
it's play- kind of out there, but... it'd be fun.
You want to play with the...
Boston's, with what's his name? Larry Bird and shit.
I'd want to play with the Detroit Pistons.
I thought you were saying Larry.
Beat up everyone during the game. Just beat everybody up? Oh, that would have been fun.
But then you would have to guard MJ.
That's fine.
MJ would have torched.
I would have been fouling. It would just been fun to be out there fouling. I would love to play with Larry, but watching the little Lambert. Yeah, dude, those guys were crazy.
I wish the
NBA was like that still.
It's just funny that, like, back in those days, like, that was the NBA. Like, you had one good dude offensively, and everybody else was just out there to fuck you up. For real.
That's crazy.
Charles Oakley.
Because, like, now the game transcended. Like, now everybody's, like, pretty offensively gifted. Like, you know what I mean? Back then, it was like, all right, you had maybe two offensively gifted guys. The rest was just, like, there to just fuck you up. Like, we're going to play tough. We're going to play hard. Like, we're going to set screens. We're going to, you know, be the tough guys to get into the rah-rah fight shit.
I hate when people, like, when they always do, like, oh, like, old school players competing in, like, this new school. Like, it's so much more talented in the NBA now. Like, yes, there's some guys that could correlate and come out here and play, but overall, it's not even close. Yeah. And so thinking about, like, 25, 30 years from now, I wonder what it will be like, you know what I mean? Like, what the league is going to turn into is going to be interesting.
Yeah. But I do think it's a vice versa thing. Like, there's guys in this era that couldn't play in that era because it was just too physical. Like, there's guys that wouldn't be able to last in that era either.
Draymond? I agree. But
Draymond
would have been fine.
Draymond would be a fucking...
Did you see what Draymond did to Terrence Mann? I was like, what's going on?
Dude, Draymond played great in that game, though. He was talking, too.
He did.
Came out 3-for-3, messed up my prize picks in the first quarter. I was hot.
He was cashing. I asked him, too, though. Are you going to shoot 50 this year?
He was going crazy that game. He did.
Yeah, shit, trying to.
He was talking. Every three, he was looking at the bench, like, telling coaches, like, you better
And he was shooting that shit like he know it's going in now. Like, he got confidence.
He getting his confidence.
He said that. I think he said that before the season started.
He said he lost it, remember?
Yeah.
He said he lost
it. Even when we had him here, he said he lost the confidence, but he's going to get it back and shit.
He said that's the worst thing you can lose.
Didn't make it when it counted, though. Just kidding, Draymond.
Yeah.
That was close. I was like, oh, no. But that was, thank God that Steph got rid of it.
Was this our first time asking like a lot of the questions from the fans?
I think we've done it one other time where we've asked some absolutely.
This was good. We like this.
I like that. That is good.
Well, you know what? On that note, it's a wrap on Podcast P. Appreciate you guys for tuning in. Great ep, fellas.
Love
Indubitably.
it. Indubitably.